The Mount Prospect Lions Club is happy to present this booth about the work of the Hadley School for the Blind, the only home study school for the blind in the world. The Mount Prospect Lions Club is one of more than 500 Lions Clubs in the state of Illinois, which are helping to support the Hadley School. More than any one single group, the Lions of Illinois contribute to the annual income of the Hadley School, and during their 1957 drive, raised and contributed over $14,000. In addition to their previous support, the Mount Prospect Lions have made a significant contribution to the recording program of the Hadley School by providing for the construction of two special reading booths in the school's recording studios. We will tell you more about these booths later. The Hadley School is the only organization for the blind that provides free to the adult blind a complete educational program of academic, vocational, and recreational courses through the home study method, using Braille textbooks and recordings. Yet there is no charge for any of the school's courses or services. The school offers 77 courses, from fifth grade arithmetic to second year college. The school's high school program is accredited, and its vocational courses, typewriting, salesmanship, Braille shorthand, commercial law, business letter writing, poultry raising, help blind people to improve themselves in their jobs. The college courses also carry credit and are given through a special coordinated arrangement with the University of Chicago. The recreational courses, such as music appreciation, help blind adults make good use of their time, as do also the courses in creative writing, such as short story writing and verse writing, two very popular subjects. Along with its many established Braille courses, the Hadley School is also proud of its new recording studio and of two special reading booths made possible through the gift of the Mount Prospect Lions Club. The school is doing all of its recording in stereophonic sound because the age of stereophonic sound is around the corner for blind students. The Library of Congress tells us that of the 330,000 blind people in the United States, 60,000 are regular readers, but that of these 60,000, only 12,000 read Braille books. Some 48,000 blind adults read only recorded books, called talking books. To reach the blind people who do not read Braille, the Hadley School is using its new recording facilities to put textbooks into sound. The first of these talking textbooks is a beginner's course in Spanish, already.
Tierra.
Recording is a natural medium for teaching blind people. Students can hear their teachers' voices, and students who have recording machines can talk to their teachers. Thus, the home study courses, supplemented with recordings, become more personal. Questions can be answered more fully. Foreign language pronunciation can be taught perfectly. As an example of the use that will be made of the special booths donated by the Mount Prospect Lions Club, let's listen in where Heinz Adam, Hadley language instructor, is talking to one of his students about his work in German.
Good morning, Mr. Hukriede. This is Mr. Heinz Adam, your instructor, talking to you from the Hadley Recording Studios in Winnetka, Illinois, August 12th. In response to your recent lesson, I am going to read to you a couple of German readings in Volume 1 of Elementary German Grammar, pages 66 and 68. All right, the first one on page 66. Here we go. Aufgabe, Exercise 4. Unsere Freunde sind heute da. Sie sind unsere Gäste. Now notice that the German S at the beginning of a word or syllable sounds like the English Z in zone, while at the end of a word it sounds like S, like in a word house. Let's go over it again. Unsere Freunde sind heute da.
Volunteer readers are now at work at the Hadley Recording Studio, putting additional courses from the school's curriculum into recorded form. Here is an excerpt from the Hadley School's recording for advanced students in English, a reading from the great American novelist, Thomas Wolfe.
Each of us is all the sums he has not counted. Subtract us into nakedness and night again, and you shall see begin in Crete 4,000 years ago the love that ended yesterday in Texas. The seed of our destruction will blossom in the desert. The elixir of our cure grows by a mountain rock, and our lives are haunted by a Georgia slattern because a London cut purse went unhung. Each moment is the fruit of 40,000 years. The minute-winning days, like flies, buzz home to death. And every moment is a window on all time.
The creative writing student is offered a recorded version of short story writing. Here is a sample.
Chapter 2, Story Markets Today. Here are, first, the four major classes of short stories being published today, and second, a miscellany of information about them. The four classes analyzed. 1, experimental literary stories. Value, literary trends. Readers, students. Literary standard, portraying life realistically with originality in form or substance. 2, literary stories. Value, art enjoyment. Readers cultivated. Literary standard, portraying life with maximum appeal to the mind and emotions. 3, popular stories. Value, mass appeal. Readers, average. Literary standards, reflecting life with maximum, generally sentimental appeal to the emotions. 4, pulp stories. Value, submass appeal. Readers, literate, those who can read. Literary standard, also maximum appeal to the emotions, but with greater violence of action, more stereotyped characters, and the primitive instincts. If possible, have someone read you examples of these four classes from either of the two anthologies which I edited, Short Story Hits of 1932 and Short Story Hits of 1933. Both these books can be procured at almost any public library. Read the All Story Braille magazine through each month.
We have told you only a few of the many activities of the Hadley School for the Blind.